Hello there. As the title boldly states, allow me to simplify difficult topics of conversation, such as religion, such as politics, and you name it. The list goes on and on of what the touchy topics and issues are to have calm, meaningful, respectful conversations. Here is my hypothesis for you to consider. Depending on where you were born in the world, what parents you were born into, what community you were born into, you were programmed, as I was programmed, by our parents, by our habits, by, the generations of lessons and rules that were passed down from different political aspects, different religious aspects, different socioeconomic aspects, different skin color aspects, pretty much everything you could ever imagine. So let me ask you this question. Have you ever heard the saying that if there's a car accident and there's three witnesses to the car accident, you're going to hear three separate stories? Have you heard that before? Well, why is that? Because each person who witnessed the same car accident that was what it was, there was no different car accident. They witnessed the same car accident. Each of them, from their different perspective, has a different viewpoint of what happened during that car accident. Does that make sense? So similarly, when we're speaking about any other topic, there are basically 7.5 billion different perspectives on this planet. And what does that mean? That means that each of us live with the lens that we look through based upon the household we were born into, the religious aspects that household had, the political aspects that household had, the economic aspects that household had, etc., etc., etc. So with that comes our rules, comes our lenses that we're looking through at everything. So let me state this. Have you ever seen a friend or maybe yourself who has color blindness? And you're looking at a color, and it could be maroon, and you see maroon, and your friend, family member, or maybe you have color blindness yourself, sees gray. Has that ever occurred? No matter how you try to tell your friend that, Jason Denner, what's up, buddy? The $1 million Beal, absolutely. I change it to the $1 billion Beal because millions go way quicker than I ever imagined. They come and go, so I had to use that line from the movie. That's not cool. You know what's cool? Billion. So the $1 billion Beal with the alliteration. Good to see you, brother. I think you'll enjoy this conversation. So just like I can't tell my friend who's colorblind how, if they look over here from this angle, look how it's maroon. Can't you see it? Because from their angle, no matter what angle I point them to, guess what? They're going to see gray. So similarly, when we're talking about religious or political or anything that is controversial to have respectful conversations, you, based upon the household you were born in, the region that was, the religion, the economic status, the political status, were programmed because that was what you knew. I was programmed. You were programmed. All 7.5 billion of us were programmed from birth to believe things from a certain way, from a certain lens, from a certain standpoint and viewpoint. So circling back to politics, circling back to religion and any other complicated topic, everyone has their own lens that they're looking at stuff. So let's go back to that simple analogy of a friend that's colorblind. If you're seeing maroon and you're seeing and they're seeing gray, no matter what angle, no matter what force or what bullet points or how angry you get or how loud you yell, they're still going to see gray. So when we talk about looking at political conversations or religious conversations or any conversations, everyone has their lens, and it's pretty much like this. So they're not colorblind, but here's the reality. There's 7.5 billion different realities, meaning there's a different reality for each and every person based upon the programming and the beliefs and the rules that they have. And there's a term that we'll get to shortly called cognitive dissonance. So regardless of what the data is, regardless of what the facts are, regardless of what it is, from our own lens, we have another filter of cognitive dissonance, and we only see what backs up and justifies our per our perspective, our lens, and our point of view. So here's the analogy. So pick any topic. I'm looking at it and I see a number two. Just like the friend, I'm looking at maroon, the friend sees it as gray. I see a number two, they see a number four. And I guess if you ever remember in the 90s, they had these pictures you could look at. And if you looked at them, a 3D image would come out. Well, what we have in reality is the same picture is there, but depending upon the lens that you have, I see a two, the other person from the lens they have sees a four. And here's the irony of this. No matter what that person tells me, no matter where to stand and how to look at it, I'm still seeing very clearly a two. And similarly, there's nothing that I can say or do from the person looking at it with their lens. They see a four. There's no way they can see a two. And it's literally just like that picture that we stare into, except the only difference would be that we each have a different colored lens per se. Have you ever looked at a picture with a green pair of glasses and you see something, you see what's green hidden there? If you have red pair of glasses, you see what's red. So based upon our growing up experience, the program that we receive from the household, from the community, the religious activities that we had, the political activities, the economic activities, etc., the rules were established in our programming as children. And that's our lens. And we're looking at it and we see a two. The same picture, the same events, someone else with different programming, different rules, different upbringing sees it and they clearly see a four. Now, where the controversy comes in is people getting angry because they're pounding the table, say, God darn it, it's a two. How stupid are you? Can't you see it? And the person with the four saying, you are the one who's stupid. I'm clearly seeing a four. You're an idiot for seeing a two. You ever had any conversations like that? So the thing to think about is something that Jim Rohn was the person that Tony Robbins learned from, the person that Tony worked for when he was a teenager. And Jim Rohn has a quote, when there's those types of things that occur, when I'm seeing a two and someone else is seeing a four, and they're clear as day that it is daggum a four with no question, and you are seeing it clear as day where it is no ifs, ands, or buts, it's a two. Here's the answer to give, thanks to Mr. Jim Rohn. Well, isn't that interesting? That is interesting, because I clearly see a two, you clearly see a four, and we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this. So it reminds me of, remember about a year or two ago, I don't know, the years kind of fly by from my life, but do you remember the picture of it, was it shoes or a dress or something like that? And they asked the question, do you see this color or the other color? And half people saw one color and half the people saw another color. And that's what we're dealing with in life. So when you are having conversations with people and they don't see what you're seeing, this will helpfully remind you that they're seeing what they're seeing with the different lens that they have on based upon the upbringing they had, the programming that they participated with in their upbringing and still do to this day. We all are being programmed, whether you know it or not. That's our daily activity. We're bombarded with millions of different programming messages each and every day. So depending on where our focus is, and it's kind of weird because that cognitive dissonance, no matter what our focus is, we see something different than what someone else. So as a two, I'm seeing something different. As a four, the other person is seeing something different, because of the filters and the rules that we have from our upbringing and from our programming. So no matter how much you yell, no matter how much you call them an idiot for clearly not seeing what you see, they are thinking the same of how much of an idiot you are for clearly not seeing what they see. So the other rule is, if you think back to high school or college, there were debate teams. Now, a master debater, notice I had master in there. So you're not a master baiter, you're a master debater. The master debater is someone who can have very strong, rigid beliefs that this is a two and be told to say, you know what, your assignment is to take it from the perspective of the four and state your case and win the case against what your true beliefs are. So anybody who's curious about stepping back from life and not getting caught up in the fight, you know, the fight or flight. This isn't about us. The more we come together, the less we are controlled, the less we are corralled like sheep. The more we come together and can still have respectful conversations and say, you know what, I don't see at all what you see, but I respect your perspective and your opinion. And, you know, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree, because from what I see, it's 180 degrees from what you see. But we don't have to come to fisticuffs. We don't have to flip tables and throw things and start yelling. We can just say, isn't that interesting? And so think about, how could you empathetically step into the other person's shoes and say, man, what if I was tasked with the assignment to prove their point instead of proving my point? And what you'll clearly recognize and quickly recognize is, of course, they're going to see things that way based upon who they were born to, what family environment they were raised in, the religious activities or lack of that they participated in, the economic upbringing they had, the, you know, the rules of that household and that region. And it's literally step into the other person's shoes and say, you know what, I can't see it from where I'm standing, but I can see it from where you're standing. And I can see you're passionate about it, and I'm pretty passionate about it, but we can disagree and still break bread together and still be friends and still have respect for one another instead of going the route of screaming and yelling and, oh, I'm so fired up. I can't even be friends with that person anymore. I can't believe they don't see things the way I see things. Of course they don't see things the way you see things. There's 7.5 billion different interpretations. When a car wreck happens and there's three people there, you're going to get three different stories. When a situation in life happens, it is what it is. And there's going to be 7.5 billion different interpretations of that. So rest easy. Know that all is well, all is perfect. It is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to be unfolding. How do I know it? Because it happened. Things that aren't supposed to happen don't happen. So rest easy. Hopefully this helps open your eyes, open your heart, open your mind to, instead of judging your brother, your sister, your cousin, your friend, your social acquaintance, you can say, you know what, I can't see it, what you're seeing, but, you know, that's your perspective. I see it totally different. I see a totally different thing. You're looking at the same image. I'm seeing this 3D image. You're seeing a different 3D image. I'm seeing a 2. You're seeing a 4. Instead of calling them stupid and them calling you stupid, it is what it is. Isn't that interesting? Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the many interesting things of this journey we call life. So I hope this was helpful. I'm going to get back to some other fun things in my life. I hope you are enjoying your life. I do have some free trainings that are normally paid, but during this COVID lockdown, I was like, you know what? I want to help some people. So if you go to tombeal.com/present, tombeal.com/present, you're going to find a slew of courses and interviews that are in the thousands of dollars cumulatively that are now accessible for free, all except one of the programs on that page, which is heavily discounted. So if you go there, you're going to see the price tags, but when you click on them, you're going to see all of them except one is free. And all you have to do is click free. There's no credit card necessary, and you're going to access these courses cumulatively in the thousands. There's one course that people paid $5,000 each to attend live. It's still pertinent, it's still valuable, and you can get it for free. There's interviews with experts that will blow your mind of the possibilities and open yourself up to being the best you that you're capable of being. It's all waiting for you for free. So yes, there's price tags that you'll see, but click on each and every one of them and you'll see they are free. No credit card required, except there's one program that is not free. You'll notice that, but it's heavily discounted. So go to tombeal.com/present. To go gain insights from the people that I've interviewed and from myself and some courses that can help get you from where you are to where you want to be personally and professionally. All right, I hope this is helpful. I'll chat with you soon. Until next time, make today great.